Welcome to the Real Raw You podcast. I'm your host, Katie Duda, a certified nutrition and digestive health coach, sharing with you how to navigate the noisy wellness world that exists today by cutting through it with an anti-diet, science-backed approach. I use my experience of overcoming a long battle with anorexia to now educate and empower you to step into your full potential. I share approachable tips both on and off the plate for how to fuel your body, mind, and spirit with nourishing choices so that you can finally have the energy, clarity, and confidence you desire, but have been unable to achieve it in this ever-confusing and ever-changing diet-focused culture. I'm so honored that you're here. Let's get into it.
Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 18. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different than talking about nutrition and gut health and hormone health and getting periods back and healing your gut and feeling energized again, decreasing your cravings. We're going to take a break from the basically the food component. I call it the secondary we have primary food and secondary food. So I talk a lot about secondary food and the scientific research behind things that impact what we think is secondary food. So the food being actually the food on your plate. But there's also this whole component to health coaching that is called primary food. And primary food is everything that's actually off your plate that also impacts your health. And I weave it into a lot of my episodes when I talk about stress and I talk about your career and fulfillment and purpose. But I want to dedicate a specific episode to really getting deep and raw and real with you guys on really asking some tough questions that I want you to ask yourself as a gut check. We're almost halfway through the year. I know it's a little bit premature. It's just the last week of May right now as I'm recording this, but in July we'll hit the halfway year mark, which I know is crazy to think because when we went into the coronavirus shutdown, it was only March, right? For a lot of us, that was like just 2 months into the year. We were all feeling super ambitious. We had our goals, we had our routines, and then crazy things happened and the world stopped what it felt like. And we had to pivot, we had to shift, we had to adjust, we had to become superhero moms on top and dads on top of our full-time jobs. We now had to be as mom and dads teachers, and teachers who give their lives teaching now had to try to do it from home. And everyone, you know, has been impacted in some way by this virus, and it has been heartbreaking. Some people have lost their lives. Some people have lost their jobs. But if you're listening to this podcast, that means you're still standing and we're still here. And that means that God isn't finished with your life yet. And there might have been some speed bumps. There might have been some really big roadblocks, would have felt like you don't know how to move forward. You don't know how to pivot, and you felt paralyzed. But that all has happened to you for a reason. And it's all about our mindset and the ability of how we look at things and the perspective that we take on how well we're able to persevere through this and come out as a better changed person. And so I want to take some time to ask and pause on where you are right now and how you're feeling is completely valid. If you feel stuck, if you feel like you don't know how to move forward, if you feel like paralyzed, if you feel like you want to be doing new things and trying new things, but you don't have the motivation to do so, this podcast is going to be for you. And I wrote an Instagram post about this the other week, and it was inspired by a Allie Love Peloton ride. And she said repeatedly through the ride, if they've counted you out, it simply means they cannot count. And that really stuck with me. If they've counted you out, that simply means they cannot count. So if you have counted yourself out or somebody has counted you out, where are you sitting right now? It means nothing if somebody else has counted you out. It means that they just couldn't count. And are you going to allow that person or person's opinion of you or the thing that they said hold you back? Because we can fall down, but those who are willing to get back up are the ones that are going to persevere and get through this, become stronger and changed. And so it's not about, you know, it's not about staying strong and never falling down and never failing. It's about failing, falling down, learning, and then getting ourselves back up. And I'm not dismissing the severity of COVID. And if you know somebody who's lost their life to this, I deeply feel for you. And I'm so very sorry. But I'm talking to you because you're still standing here. You're listening to this podcast and you might have lost a job, but maybe the light of at the end of the tunnel is that it was a job that you maybe hated. And there was something else in your life that was requiring your attention, or you needed to learn something new going through that pain to give you some purpose. And maybe you're still in that pain right now and you're feeling like, I can't get up another day. But I want you to know that God gives you pain to define your purpose. And through that pain is where you can find your purpose. And so always reframing it is so important because it's the only way that you're going to be able to really get through it, of saying, what lesson should I be learning right now, right? And so I want you to ask, when you set those goals, right? We set those big audacious goals at the beginning of 2020. I remember I actually... I can read you mine. I wrote mine down. Here's a Google Doc that I shared with myself. I'm not kidding. I'm literally opening it. On January 14th, I sent it to myself after doing a Mel Robbins. I love her. She's so inspiring. She's a life motivational TED Talk, a million times speaker. She's the author of the 5-Second Rule book. She does daily content, and she does at the beginning of the year, a lot of times every year, kind of like these new, challenges and just like exercises for like 10 or 12 days to really get deep on internally what you want and what's holding you back, etc. So I did this thing called the Dream Bigger, making 2020 our best decade ever, right? It's the new start of a new decade. And my dream that I had was I wanted to, the first one I wrote is own and run my own successful health coaching business. And I'm doing that. I am just getting started with it. I graduated in May of 2019 from health coaching school, and I started my business and my LLC in the fall. So I'm just, you know, a little shy of a year. I'm a little over a year of graduating, and I'm a little shy of a year of starting my business. But I want to continue to pour into this because I know this is the pain that I went through from the age of 15 all the way to 26, whether it was using food as punishment and exercise and the scale defining my worth, or if it was being in the trenches, not getting a period, wondering if I was ever eventually going to be able to have kids someday. I mean, there's been so much a part of my story that I never really thought anything of. I just thought it was another thing getting thrown my way. But I know that that was my pain for my purpose. This is my purpose, what I'm doing. I do this because I love to give and I want to help people. I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the fame or the show. Eventually, if it could become a means to support myself solely and leave my full-time job, that would be as a metric to say that I have impacted many people. And that to me would mean that is how I know I've done the job well done. It's not a certain money goal that I have. And it's good to have goals. It really is. But I'm doing it based on a feeling and based on impact. The second goal I wrote, have a healthy child naturally by the end of 2020. And I think that when I wrote this goal down, I remember immediately all of the doubts that went through my mind, all of the limiting beliefs as to why I could not have a child. I wasn't even close in January. I had just gotten a period for maybe 2 months. And so I thought this was going to be a multi-year, potentially long journey. And when I wrote it, it was like automatically that spiral downward of all the reasons as to why I couldn't actually achieve those goals. And so I want to ask you, have you paused on your goals? And are you right now using COVID as an excuse as to why you can't resume those goals? The ambitious dreamer that you were in January when you wrote those goals down and you fought, you had the whole year to do it. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, shoot, it's already almost halfway through the year. I've been quarantined, or I've been out of a job for multiple months. And so there's no way that those goals could ever happen. And so you're just not even trying or attempting. a little micro movement every single day to get towards those goals. Or maybe the goal was to think a different way or to, you know, become a different person, not necessarily based on achievements and checking off a million things on your to-do list. It was more so you wanted to become a different person. You wanted to become a healthier person. You wanted to find the root cause of finally what's been holding you back health-wise or life-wise, career-wise, motivational-wise, relationship-wise, self-worth-wise. Something's been holding you back. You've been wanting to eventually tackle it. This is going to be the year that I da-da-da-da-da. And now we're halfway through the year and you haven't even made any progress towards it because you've used COVID. And so I want to ask you if you're using COVID as an excuse. And this sounds like a harsh truth, but if I've learned anything through this pandemic, it's that nothing new has emerged out of yourself through this pandemic. Nothing new, no new insecurities or things that you've been wanting to do and have put off. Nothing new has emerged for you. It's rather our insecurities and things that we were too busy for in the past that we swept under the rug because we were too busy with our day-to-day just going through the motions, and eventually we would do dot, 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 dot. Eventually we would work with a health coach to get to our root cause of our issues. Eventually we would hit start on that business. Eventually we would start that exercise program, right? It's eventually we would start meditating and doing yoga and realizing that we needed more sleep. You fill in the blank for what is pertinent to you. But through this pandemic, nothing new has emerged. It's all of the same things that you just swept under the rug. And now you knew they needed to be worked on. You knew that you eventually wanted to do them. But now you have a pause in the world. And so all of your insecurities are being shined on with a bright, bright spotlight. And it's scary. It's uncomfortable. You want to move. You want to go outside. You want to go to a bar or to a friend's house or somewhere to run away from those issues that you had, remind you, before COVID hit. But you were too busy sweeping it under the rug and you used the busy game. And now life has adjusted. You've had to pivot. Maybe you've become more busy. And so you actually have just put it off even more so. You've become busy in a different way, but it's not fulfilling your soul. It's busy having to take care of more and more people. And that's a temporary burden that it feels like right now that you're like, well, now I don't have this extra time. And that might be valid for you. And you might need to pivot your goals, but you don't need to stop your goals. You shouldn't stop them completely. You should just pivot. You might have to adjust. You might have to adjust your revenue goals for your business. You might have to adjust your ability to be able to have an hour of self-meditation or an hour of exercise to 30 minutes and get up earlier to do it because now you're also playing teacher. And there's no dismissing how hard of a job, parents, that is right now. That is hard. But don't self-pity in it to the point where you're no longer pouring into yourself. You're no longer giving yourself any time for those goals and dreams. Because until you become your best self and are at least working towards that and have that work, that in fulfillment that you've put something in to fill your cup, you're not always going to be less than what you fully could be. You'll never be able to fully step into that potential to be the best mom, to be the best dad, to be the best husband, the wife, the coworker, the aunt, the grandmother, grandpa, the sibling, the child of God, the friend. You just are always going to be feeling agitated or resentful and upset that you can't now give yourself any time. So you have to take ownership for your thoughts and for your actions and not use COVID at this point, something that's very uncertain, something that is completely out of your control other than being able to do your part and stay safe, as a reason and an excuse as to why you're not pursuing those goals. You might have to pivot them. You might have to adjust them, but you shouldn't stop. And I want you to ask yourself, who are you going to be at the end of 2020? Are you already counting yourself out like I did, right? When I wrote down that goal, those goals for my business, I had revenue goals. When I wrote down the goals to become a mom by the end of 2020, I immediately shrunk. I immediately was like, who is this person even thinking that they have the power to write something so powerful, so abstract, so far reached? And I counted myself out. There was no one else counting me out other than myself. And so when I realized that I was the only one counting myself every time, that really was eye-opening to me. And I just want you to, and us, this was an exercise that I learned. Let's stop putting limits on God. Let's stop putting limits on the power and the miracles that he can perform, and blaming and trying to control the timing of things and the timeline of things and the sequence of events and what we are given and what we aren't. And instead say, what do we have right now? This is the cards that we are dealt. This is the situation that we are in, and how can we make the most of it? Because this year and this time is going to fly by. And I want to be joyful through it. I want to still be praising Jesus that I'm still standing. That means that he's not done with you and me, that there's still a testimony to be had. And I want to use that power and that day every day to his glory. Because through him, all things are possible. I could not have gotten pregnant on my own. I did a lot of healing and a lot of work. But ultimately, I had to surrender. I had to stop stressing about the timeline of when it was or wasn't going to happen, if the pregnancy was going to stick or not stick. I couldn't live in that fear and anxiety every single day of ultimately being the sole controller of my own health. That would have been enough to just kill me. And I want you to feel that relief and say, wow, what is it like when I can just surrender and trust that everything happened right now for some reason, that despite it not making sense to me right now, I know that somehow, some way, I'm going to look back at this time and know that it happened to teach me something, to set me up for a bigger opportunity that's knocking, but I just wasn't willing to listen and start to really think through all of that. So let's stop putting limits on God. Let's stop counting ourselves out. Let's stop listening to the other people who have counted us out and looking to other people and even relying on our own self for validation. The person that we want to become and the things that we want to do, it's going to require a new person of us. It's going to require us to become courageous, to stop living in fear. And the only way to do that is through faith and to surrender and to trust that we're willing to surrender our old thought patterns. We're willing to surrender our old habits of going to bed late, scrolling too much on social media, relying too much on how many likes and views and things that mean no relevancy to our worth, define our worth. We're going to have to be willing to get uncomfortable and take risks that we don't know if they're going to pay out. We take risks, the fear of the unknown, the uncertainty. That's where the growth and the magic happens. Because change is inevitable. Things are changing every single day with this coronavirus, with this world. But things were changing every single day before. We were just living more in a bubble that we weren't aware of all the other things that were going on. And now we have to be hyper aware. We view things differently. We're a little bit more cautious. And things are changing. Change is always going to be inevitable. But the growth and the change that you can experience and transformation is optional. And so I want this podcast to be a little bit of a hard truth for you. I want some tough love. I want you to actually ask, okay, what goals did I say? Am I typically a person that every year at the beginning of the year, I have goals and halfway through, I've already ditched them? You've already talked yourself out of the reasons why you aren't capable of achieving them. Something else came up in your life. I bet you if you've dropped your goals this year, this isn't the first year that you've dropped your goals. You have a habit of doing it. You have a habit of counting yourself out like I did. I do daily, and I have to instill a morning practice with prayer and setting myself up for success with giving myself the attention and doing the things that I need to fill my own cup up first. And so I'm not perfect. I'm certainly not preaching down on you. I'm saying we're in this together, and I want you to be able to step into your full potential. I want you to become courageous. I want you to experience and tap into fully surrendering through your faith and believing in the unknown and trusting in the timing of everything, trusting in things that you can't see and knowing that even when you can't see things, even when you don't feel things, he is working. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with is when we live below our potential, when we don't actually step into our full potential of who we're supposed to be, who God's called us to be, the things and the people that believed in us, we're disappointing them. We end up letting those people down, whether they've passed and they're watching down on you, or they're currently living and watching you. You're letting those people down. Okay? Step into that full potential. Get a little bit more curious around taking ownership and what that looks like of your thoughts and your actions, despite the unusual circumstances that have been a little bit tragic. We're living in it. It's almost halfway through the year. You might need to pivot and adjust your goals, but that doesn't mean you need to give up on the person that you want to become. A little bit better, ditching one habit that you've wanted to forego, starting something new, learning something new, picking up a book. It doesn't need to be productive. You don't need to start a business. You don't need to start a podcast. You don't have to have the same goals that I did. You can actually say, I want to take this time to get to the root cause of why I've constantly felt the way I've felt for the last 5 years, and I've used food as a coping mechanism to hide behind it. You could say, I want to use this time to stop working at 6 p.m. and actually dedicate that time to watching a show and being with my husband and just letting go of life a little bit. You define the future of your own life, okay? So only you can tell yourself what that means for you. But I want you to look, I want at the end of 2020 for you to look back and say that you did become something this year. You did have a slight transformation or a major transformation. And right now is the time to take your power back. So take a look at those goals. If you didn't write goals, set yourself a few goals. Take some time, take some inventory. How are you feeling? What are you struggling with? What do you want? What do you want to ditch? What do you want to add in? And write them down. Proclaim them. Write them down. Send them to yourself. Send them to your significant other. Send them to someone that you trust, your best friend, whatever. Put it out into the world and watch what happens. I'm sending you guys so much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Episode 18, become the person you're meant to become and step into your full potential. I'll talk to you guys later.